In the heart of Tokyo, alongside the ceaseless hum of Route 8, stands a seven-story building where reality begins to unravel. 47-year-old scriptwriter Harada has moved into this building following his divorce, occupying an apartment he once used as an office. After 3 weeks of solitary existence, he notices something unsettling, an unnatural silence pervading the building at night. Looking out his window, he sees only a single pink van in the otherwise deserted parking lot and realizes his might be the only illuminated window in the entire structure. This concrete ghost ship becomes a physical manifestation of his emotional state, a hollow shell housing a single occupant surrounded by emptiness. The building's liminal nature, neither fully residential nor commercial, neither fully occupied nor abandoned, mirrors Harada's own in-between state. Recently divorced, professionally adrift, and emotionally untethered, he exists in a borderland where the boundaries between past and present, living and dead, begin to dissolve. His isolation deepens when his colleague Mamiya delivers a shocking announcement. He intends to pursue Harada's ex-wife with marriage in mind. This betrayal by someone he's worked with for nearly a decade cuts deep, especially when Mamiya frames his declaration as a courtesy. The encounter leaves Harada reeling, adding another layer of abandonment to his already fragile emotional state. On his birthday, Harada impulsively visits his birthplace in Asakusa after a decade's absence. This spontaneous journey becomes the moment when the veil between worlds begins to thin. Born in 1939 to a sushi chef father and kitchen helper mother, Harada's childhood was marked by wartime hardship. At 12, his parents died in a hit-and-run accident. As he wanders through present-day Asakusa, he's drawn into the Asakusa Variety Hall, where an extraordinary encounter awaits. During a performance, Harada hears his father's voice from the audience. Looking over, he sees a man who's the spitting image of his father at the time of his death. When their eyes meet, the man smiles and nods, sending a chill through Harada's body. Despite his rational mind's protests, when the man says, "What do you say we get out of here?" Harada follows without hesitation. The power of this moment lies in Harada's visceral recognition. Despite the decades past and faded childhood memories, something in him instantly identifies the stranger as his father, a recognition that transcends rational thought. Following the man through quiet streets, Harada encounters a couple who were mirror images of his long-dead parents, the woman a perfect match for his mother who died at 35. Their modern appliances confirm they couldn't be his actual parents, yet their mannerisms, speech, and interactions perfectly match his childhood memories. As the man playfully teases his wife about her radio-controlled cars, Harada struggles not to call them mom and dad. The encounter's power lies in how it fulfills his deepest longing, the unconditional security he lost with his parents' deaths, something even marriage couldn't replace. Through them, he experiences again what it means to be truly loved and accepted as someone's child. Have you ever longed for someone so deeply that you could almost will them back into existence? This is the emotional territory Strangers explores, how grief can open doors between worlds when our need becomes overwhelming. While Harada processes his supernatural encounter, Kei Fujino from the third floor begins visiting his apartment. She lives alone, having fled her previous residence due to a burn scar on her chest. Their relationship turns intimate with one condition. Kei insists he must not see her burn scars, likening it to ancient myths where a man's gaze causes irreversible damage. Despite his reassurances, they make love with her back to him. This relationship contrasts with Harada's supernatural encounters. His parents tie him to his past, while Kei represents potential future after his divorce. Both relationships carry limitations. His parents exist between life and death, while his connection with Kei is restricted by her hidden scars. Harada finds himself caught between the comfort of his parents and the promise of new love, forcing him to choose between dwelling in past or embracing an uncertain future. People around Harada begin noticing alarming changes in his appearance. A producer, Kay, and his colleague Mamiya all express shock at his increasingly gaunt and pale appearance. Though he initially dismisses their concerns, Kay forces him to face reality by showing him his reflection. The mirror reveals a horrifying transformation: sunken eyes, hollow cheeks, and ghostly pallor. The sight leaves him collapsed and drained. This physical deterioration embodies the novel's central truth: communion with the dead exacts a terrible price from the living. Harada's desperate yearning for his parents and childhood security is literally consuming him. Each visit drains more of his vitality, showing how an inability to release the past can destroy one's present. This physical manifestation of emotional attachment carries a clear warning: if Harada continues, it will kill him. His story illustrates how desperately clinging to memories can consume us from within, preventing us from fully living in the present. Despite Key's warnings, Harada meets his parents at a sukiyaki restaurant for closure. When they announce their departure, his protests dissolve into gratitude as they express pride in him. He manages a final, "Thank you, Mom and Dad," as they vanish. This farewell represents both loss and liberation. His parents choose to depart before their presence could fully consume him, providing the closure he's needed since their deaths. In the hallway, Harada learns Key's truth. She's a vengeful suicide victim who planned to drag him down for rejecting her. Blood seeps through her white dress as she fades away. After 22 days in the hospital, Harada emerges with gray hair, damaged vision, and a weakened body. With Mamiya, he discovers the apartment building where he met his parents had been demolished months before, revealing it was all an illusion. What makes Strangers so haunting isn't just its supernatural elements, but its understanding of how grief and loneliness reshape reality. The novel suggests that the boundaries between living and dead aren't fixed. Our deepest emotional needs can breach these boundaries. Harada's encounters, whether supernatural or psychological, serve their purpose, enabling him to bid farewell to his parents, receive their blessing, and move forward. His meeting with Kay forced him to face his fear of new connections after divorce. The supernatural versus psychological debate matters less than the emotional truth these experiences revealed. Harada's journey through grief, loneliness, and acceptance speaks to the universal experience of loss and the search for meaning. We all carry ghosts, memories, regrets, lost loves, and missed opportunities. The question isn't whether these ghosts exist, but how we choose to live with them. Do we let them consume us, or find the courage to acknowledge them and move forward? In life's empty spaces, sometimes the most important conversations are with those no longer here.